Good morning. This is Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word today and each morning this week. I suppose one could sum up the central question to human history by asking, who was Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus himself answered this question in many ways, which we've been discussing this week. But let's begin this morning with his response in John chapter 8 and verse 58, where he said to the Jews, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." The Jews knew exactly what Jesus was claiming, that he in fact was divine. And so they took up stones to try and kill him for blasphemy. Jesus' statement that he was, I am, harkens back to the book of Exodus in the Old Testament and the burning bush where Moses asked God as to what name he was to give of the God who had sent him. And God told him to instruct the children of Israel that I am, had sent Moses. Well, there are so many profound things to say about the description of God, I am. At the very least, it implies that God is infinite, he is eternal, and he is sovereign. And so to the Jews, Jesus was saying the same about himself. Following that line of thought, this week we are simply allowing Jesus to describe himself to us by discussing five occasions in which Jesus stated, I am. On Monday, I am the way. On Tuesday, I am the truth. And yesterday, I am the life. Today, we want to move on to John chapter 8 and verse 12, in which Jesus said, I am the light. It reads in John 8 and verse 12, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Jesus is the light of the world. He illuminates the darkness and gives hope and purpose and meaning to all. In John chapter 12 and verse 46, Jesus continues this discussion in which he says, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." To abide in the light means to believe in him. And those who believe in him follow him in deed and in truth. If he is in the light, if we follow him, we must be in the light as well. We cannot be in the darkness, hiding our actions, hiding our sin. We must live in the abundant light and radiant beams of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, the Apostle John speaks specifically about this light. Beginning in verse 4, "In him," in Jesus, "was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world." Jesus Christ grants light to mankind through eternal life. And through him, it blots out the darkness of wickedness and evil and sin. And Satan is blotted out by the bright and consuming light of Jesus Christ, which leads to life. This description of light is mentioned in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 22 as a description of the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed Savior. And in Luke 2 and verse 32, it says that his light is for all, to the glory of Israel, but also to lighten the Gentiles. He came to save all mankind, red, yellow, black, and white. This light is for all. Jesus said, "I am the light." I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss the I am statements of Jesus Christ. May God bless you today.